Political speculation remains high that Georgia Republican Governor Brian Kemp will challenge first-term Democratic Senator John Ossoff in 2026. But the GOP also has other options. While it is unlikely to see Mr. Kemp, who cannot succeed himself in the next election, announce his senatorial intentions before the legislative session ends, all await his decision. Clearly, a Kemp candidacy would give the Republicans their best chance of defeating Senator Ossoff, who has already announced his intention to seek re-election. State Insurance Commissioner John King confirms he would have interest in running for the Senate, but will defer to Governor Kemp if the latter man decides to run. GOP Congressman Buddy Carter and Rich McCormick are also potential Senate candidates. Expect Georgia to become the Republicans' strongest Senate conversion opportunity state in 2026. This is my last speech on the floor this year, but it is not, I promise you, the last time you will hear from me. These were the words of defeated Ohio Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown, suggesting that he will make a comeback in future elections. He lost the November election to Senator-elect Bernie Moreno by a 50-46% count. Therefore, it appears likely that the 72-year-old longtime Buckeye State politician will again seek office in 2026. He could choose to run in the open governor's race, where he would likely have an easy run in the Democratic primary, or attempt to return to the Senate. When Senator J.D. Vance resigns his seat to become vice president in January, Governor Mike DeWine will immediately appoint a replacement. The new senator may well find him or herself on the ballot in 2026 and possibly again in 2028 against Mr. Brown. Whoever is appointed will run to serve the balance of the current term in 2026 and then run for a full 6-year term in 2028. New Mexico Democratic Senator Martin Heinrich won a third term on November 5th, posting a 55-45% victory margin over Republican Nella Domenici. During the week, Senator Heinrich did not rule out entering the open New Mexico governor's race in 2026. Incumbent Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham is ineligible to seek a third term. Considering New Mexico voter history, the eventual Democratic nominee will be a heavy favorite to win the general election. Hence, as the incumbent senior senator, Mr. Heinrich's chances of winning such a primary are quite high. We also see U.S. Interior Secretary and ex-Congresswoman Deb Haaland coming to the forefront as a potential gubernatorial candidate. Lieutenant Governor Howie Morales and Secretary of State Maggie Toulouse Oliver are also potential Democratic candidates. Whoever wins the June 2026 Democratic primary will hold the inside track to winning the general election. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.